Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey is brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to today's edition of the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. I am joined today by the defending state champion, Division 8 of Harbor Beach. The football program over there coming off of a 13-1 season and a state championship under their belt. We are joined by Troy Schalke. Troy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Clark.
We are actually live on location today in Harbor Beach as the team is just about to head out to Lance Cruz down in Greater Detroit to go on a scrimmage.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 9 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza begins with the very best. Dough made fresh each day. 100% fresh shredded cheese. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza features 8 crispy corner slices that deliver a delicious crunch in every bite. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. for just $8.
From Little Caesars Pizza with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Harbor Beach, Cass City, Carroll, and Vassar.
Hi, this is Mark Brown, owner of Little Caesars Pizza. We offer hot specials every day. We're always ready to serve you at Little Caesars Pizza.
And we're back on the WIW Sports Coaches Corner. We're being joined today with Troy Schalke, the head coach of the Harbor Beach football program. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's go back to last year. Talk about a heck of a season. Congratulations on that. I think we've celebrated just a few times together on that already. But What were your thoughts? What was your proudest moment of last year?
You know, the thing that comes to mind to begin with is just the adversity we faced early on. Everybody knows about Sloan Klasky being injured and being out for the season. That was one huge thing. And we had some minor injuries and some illnesses and things like that, and things we had to really overcome, the early season loss up north against Menominee. And so really being able to put all of those things behind us and accomplish what we did, that's what I'm most proud of.
And that really seemed to be the turning point for this season last year, is when you went up to Gaylord and took on Menominee on a neutral site in week number three of the season. And it was really a heartbreaker. It was only loss of the season, but it really seemed like the team really turned the corner that week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we almost were beaten by Sandusky at home the week before after beating Bad Axe in week one. And then, went up to Menominee and played pretty tough, but got beat soundly up there. And then after that, it seems like our guys realized that we could do this, that it wasn't going to be easy, and the guys really put it together, and we peaked at the right time.
I would definitely say so. Right, in a 11-game win streak to finish out the year in a state championship. Take me through the Muskegon Catholic Central game. State semifinals in Elmo, Michigan. Beautiful fall day, about 60 degrees. Both sidelines are absolutely packed with fans, taking on an absolute perennial powerhouse, Muskegon Catholic Central, and you rattle off 26 straight points in the first half.
Yeah, that game was huge for us. We've had trouble with those big schools like that, those parochial school, private schools that we run into in the playoffs. I know we beat Country Day many, many moons ago, but other than that, we've really struggled. So to be able to beat Muskegon Catholic Central was huge. I think back and I remember them scoring right before half, and that really changed the momentum. And we were concerned at halftime that that's what would happen with that score with 1 second left. And they came roaring back. And my son Jimmy said, when we got that lead, we're going to the dome. And he meant Ford Field. And then as they started to come back, he said, he was saying to himself, we're not going to the dome. We're not going to the dome. So it was that kind of roller coaster thing. And then it was just a huge relief and great excitement when we did it. And then the whole community was on the field afterwards and in that fantastic setting. And I don't know if I've ever felt that way.
It's tough to beat, that's for sure. And really, for those that don't know, Muskegon Catholic Central, after Harbor Beach rallying off 26 straight points, Muskegon came back and scored 27 points to take the lead back, which took us straight into the fourth quarter. Then Eli Kraft connected with Travis Essemaker for the score to give the final lead 32-27.
My wife told me afterwards, and I didn't notice it during the game, but she said Eli was going up and down the sideline encouraging everybody during the midst of that, during the midst of us looking like we're going to blow it, just rallying the troops. And for our guys to keep it together and come back from that after seemingly blowing a lead like that, that was a huge thing for us last year too, and a credit to our players to be able to do that.
It's time to take a quick break on the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports. We're talking with Troy Schelke, the head coach of the Harbor Beach football program, coming off a state championship title, the first in school history. We'll be back on this season right after this.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Cairo. Here's why your friends and neighbors are driving to Moore Motors. We have the largest selection in the thumb of the Ford Fiesta, over 40 miles per gallon, starting at just $13,995. And see Moore Motor Sales for the largest selection of the F-Series truck, the best-selling truck for over 36 years, with huge rebates and dealer discounts. That's why your friends and neighbors are driving to Moore Motor Sales, M81 just west of Cairo.
And we're back on the WLAW Sports Coaches Corner. We're being joined today with Troy Schelke, the head coach of the Harbor Beach football program. Troy, you've been head coach for how many years now?
This will be my 16th year.
16th year, and sadly, I remember your first year as head coach.
Hard, it's gone fast.
Long time, and I believe we played Lakers. Did we win or lose that game?
I think we lost against Lakers. We were 0-4 that year. Mine started 0-4 the first 2 years. So I almost got fired.
Those were the years that Harbor Beach could never beat Lakers. Lakers, the green machine, still are. All right. We talked about last year. It's tough to go up from last year, besides going undefeated maybe. But really, what's the outlook for this season? Who's returning? Who did we lose? And what's your general thoughts?
Yeah, the big thing we've been focusing on, we lost some really good offensive linemen. I think we lost four senior offensive linemen, and our offensive line by the end of the year was really outstanding. So we're trying to rebuild that offensive line, so that's a big challenge. We do have some really good players coming back. For example, offensive lineman George Sutherland at center, Jacob Shoemaker at tackle, and then we have a lot of skill position guys. Obviously, Eli Kraft coming back, Travis Essemaker, who's a wide receiver and also a running back. DJ Ridner is back, so... We lost a lot, but we have a good group coming back also.
And not to mention your kicker, Nick Hessling, coming back as a senior.
Oh, yeah. Nick's a huge weapon. Helped us tremendously last year, kicked some big field goals. I think was 100% on extra points and really a weapon for us, even with field position too, pinning teams deep, both with the kick and the punt.
Last year you played Menominee, and again you are playing Menominee up in Gaylord. You're the home team this year. We'll actually be covering that on WLAW Sports in week number 3, September 14th, Saturday afternoon. What's your thoughts on this year's matchup? Last year, intimidation factor by Menominee seemed to play a large role. Is it going to be a little different this year?
Yeah, I think it took us a while in that game to be able to realize we could compete with them. And then they beat us soundly in the end. So I think our players are looking forward to that, but it'll be a huge challenge again. Menominee is a perennial powerhouse. I think last year they were in Division 5 and lost in the semifinals, lost a real tough game at the very end there. We were hoping they would win a state championship too. So it won't be easy, but our guys are excited about playing on Saturday, going up north and trying to beat them in the rematch. But it will be a challenge to beat that team because they're very, very well coached and they have good athletes too.
What can we expect from the field? Are we looking at a strong running game, or are you going to balance it out, or are you just going to throw it up there and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, we have Eli Kraft, so a lot of what we do revolves around him, but we'd like to have as many other weapons as possible. So we always want to run the ball, and how much we run it will be based on how well our offensive line gels. So, you know, with Eli, we have confidence in the run in the pass, and then we think we have some weapons around him. It's really going to be important for that offensive line to gel, and then hopefully we'll be balanced and be able to run and pass.
Well, best of luck to you this season. We are actually covering you three times throughout the season, I believe weeks 3, 7, and 9, Menominee, Lakers, and USA. So it should be all on the road for you, and it should be very good matchups. Great consistency and lots of competition across the whole region this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, and it seems like every week is a rival week for us. I just met a new teacher here at Harbor Beach today, and he was asking who our rivals were, and I said, Ubley comes to mind, but each week is kind of a rival for Harbor Beach, so look forward to it.
Best of luck to you this season.
Thanks, Clark.
Join us at the same time tomorrow for Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey, brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe.